Welcome to How's the Market, our weekly real-time look at what's happening in the U.S. housing market, powered by data from Altos Research. We talk here about the latest data, and if you want to see all the charts, all the inventory, prices, supply and demand that we reference in the show, head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AltosResearch, and enjoy the data. Big jump in interest rates this week. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate, according to the Housing Wire Mortgage Rate Center, is now over 7.2%. That's 50 basis points above where we were at the start of the year. And at that time, most of the voices in the media assumed that mortgage rates had peaked and would fall by now. But the American economy continues to be powerfully strong. And with each economic data release, it seems less likely that we'll see the Fed cut short-term rates anytime soon. So now we're in peak home buying season, and mortgage rates are still in the sevens and maybe even heading higher. So how will home buyers and sellers react, and how quickly can we measure it? Higher mortgage rates have forced available inventory to climb all year. As supply has increased, we can see a softening in future price signals also. And by the way, these trends are not even across the country. Some markets have more homes on the market now than before the pandemic. Some are just now coming off the pandemic lows. So this Thursday, April 18, in our monthly webinar, we get to dive into the latest details, all the leading indicators, and spend time on those local markets. There's a link in the description below to register for that webinar. Click that to save your spot. These are limited to 1,000 attendees. We get way more than that every month that want to join. You can still save your spot. So in the description below, click that link and register for this week's Thursday webinar. At Altos Research, we track every home for sale in the country every week. The data is so often defies expectations or changes very quickly. So we track all the pricing, all the supply and demand, all the changes, all the sales, all the changes in that data so that you can immediately understand it as it happens. I'm Mike Simonson. I'm the president of Altos Research. And let's take a look at the details of the U.S. real estate market for mid-April 2024. Happy tax day, everyone. There are now 526,000 single-family homes active, unsold, on the market. That's up 2.6% from a week ago when the data included the Easter weekend. So that holiday week jump is not super crazy, but 2.5% is a jump in unsold inventory in a week. It is notable. And this is absolutely a function of high and high and rising mortgage rates. And I've been sharing this view for two full years now. As mortgage rates rise, inventory rises. Or put another way, demand slows, inventory grows. So rates are up and inventory is undeniably growing. Available inventory of unsold homes on the market is 30% greater than last year at this time and 102% more than April of 2022. So that's 120,000 more homes on the market now than last year, and 250,000 more homes on the market now than 2 years ago. So at that time, 2 years ago, rates were obviously rising for the first time in years, and inventory was rising too. So inventory was coming off those record lows of the pandemic, but was already increasing 2 to 3% per week as demand slowed in April. So in this chart of inventory, you can see that light red line from 2022. See how it curved up dramatically in the spring? So we're not on that same curve now, but if mortgage rates haven't peaked yet, we will get an acceleration in inventory building. Year-over-year inventory growth like this can lead to home price declines out in the future, since sales measures lag way behind the changes in supply and demand. So because we have 30% year-over-year inventory gains right now, we will be on the lookout for more signals of price weakness as the year progresses. It's important to note that we don't see any signs in the data anywhere of major home price crash. In early 2022, inventory rose quickly and home prices fell in Q4 of that year. Home prices recovered in 2023 very quickly, though. So if we finally get some stability in mortgage rates, expect stability also in home prices. So if we are, though, in a world of rising mortgage rates, supply and demand will continue to imbalance, and we would see price adjustments likely. So inventory growth is a combination of fewer buyers as affordability worsens, but also as gradually improving seller volume. So there were 67,000 new listings unsold this week, plus another 20,000 immediate sales for 80,000 total new listings. That's 32% more new listings this week than the same week a year ago. That measure included the Easter holiday weekend. So, you know, 32%, that's an easy comparison, but each week in 2024 is averaging 13% more buyers than last year at this time. More sellers than last year at this time. 13% growth in sellers. So we obviously have seller growth as we settle into higher mortgage rates for longer. This concept is counterintuitive. Many listeners are familiar with the concept of mortgage rate lock-in. And I had an excellent podcast interview with Jonah Coast from FHFA last week discussing their paper on the lock-in effect. Make sure you give that one a listen. You can find it on the Altos YouTube channel and on the Top of Mind podcast on your podcast apps. So the lock-in premise is that if rates rise, it becomes more expensive for homeowners to move, so higher rates create a lock-in effect with fewer sellers. But that's proving to be only partially true, as you can see here. The lock-in effect keeps us with relatively few sellers, 80,000 instead of 100,000 each week, which would be a healthy market. But we have more sellers each week than last year, even though mortgage rates are higher now. In fact, there were more new listings this week, 67,000, than any week in 2023. And we have a couple more months of spring still to climb. So in the new listings chart here, you can see how this year's dark line is already above last year's peak and hopefully on its way up to like 80,000 a week or so by June. I say hopefully because more sellers implies more sales can happen. So seller growth implies sales growth for the market. Meanwhile, we have a little sales growth. There were 69,000 new pendings this week. So these are single family homes that were listed, took offers, and started the contract process. The homes take 38 days on average to close the transaction right now. And so these are sales that will close in May for the most part. 69,000 new contracts is 10% more than the same week a year ago and 7% more than last week, both of which included the Easter holiday. Like the inventory numbers, this week's big jump is mostly a rebound from the holiday, but it's really encouraging that sales each week continue to come in ahead of last year. If rates finally fall, we will see this transaction rate accelerate and we'll see inventory fall too. But man, there doesn't seem to be any inclination of rates falling. This week, the weekly new pendings data is a very handy measurement of that interest rate sensibility. So see the light red line here from 2022, which took a huge hit in sales volume in September, October of that year. I've highlighted that period here in gray. That was the moment that rates jumped from the 6s to 7.5. Buyers hit the brakes hard and sales volume slowed way down. And we could track it really quickly in the data. So there are now 371,000 single family homes in contract across the country. That's just 4% more than last year time, just 4% more. And a lot of places in the country still have fewer sales than last year. The market is trying to grow, but a big jump in mortgage rates this week does not help. So if we get lucky and rates don't keep climbing, then we will continue to see home sales run a little ahead of last year. The more stable the rates, the more sales can inch forward. The median price of those homes that took offers this week was $389,900. That's a dip this week and is actually below 2022 by 1%. In 2022, home prices still had pandemic momentum into the second quarter. To track home prices, I've been sharing this chart of the new pendings prices. in the weekly videos because it's really the one that's most sensitive to rate changes. I highlighted here June and again September of 2022. Those are the two moments when consumers reacted to rising rates. That year, home prices dropped. So the whole price adjustment of 2022 really happened in a couple of weeks. The median price of all the homes in contract, all of the homes now, is $399, which means that the homes that sell in April and May will be 5% higher than those priced in 2023. So that's still 5% higher, even though the new sales took a dip this week. The median price of the active market is $447, just over $447,000. That's up for the weekend, 1.7% above last year. So the asking prices are leading indicators of future sales prices, and the growth in those leading indicators has not been very strong, just barely above last year at this time. The price of the newly listed cohort came in actually pretty strong this week after Easter at $435,000. So it was a new all-time high for that measure, worth mentioning. Not all of the indicators of pricing are bearish, so that's good to keep our eyes on as well. But on the other hand, price reductions, 32.1% of the market, of the homes on the market, have taken a price cut, 32%. That's up a fraction from last week, 10 basis points. If this most recent change in mortgage rates is stifling home buyers, we'll see the price reductions jump in next Monday's video. The homes that are on the market and expected offers this week, some of those folks didn't get offers because of the mortgage rate jump. If they don't get their offers, then on Monday or Tuesday, a few are going to reduce their asking price to try to stimulate demand. So this chart is the clearest illustration of that home buyer demand. There are more homes on the market now with price cuts than in any April in the last decade. Price cuts are climbing now when last year they were declining still in April. Last year, that demand pointed to home price appreciation for the year. We ended the year with 5% home price growth. This year, the signal is much weaker. So two takeaways from the price reductions data. One, next week we will be watching for how many listings cut their prices as a result of the higher mortgage rates. We could see that moment in September 22 that I've been referring to today, you know, when those rates jumped. We saw it again in last September when rates jumped then. So the question is, will we see it next Monday's data also? And the second takeaway is because price cuts are a bit high and climbing now, we have to look at that as slightly bearish signal for future home prices for the rest of the year. Transaction volume is climbing, but the prices do not appear to be climbing considering these levels of affordability. And that's why we do this data work each week. The market is trying to grow, but home buyers are obviously sensitive to the cost of money. If you aren't watching the data each week, you're probably behind the curve as to what's actually happening. You have home buyers and sellers out there right now who have no idea how this market is changing. So if they need to hear the data from you. So if you need to help buyers and sellers talk about this market, understand what's happening right now, you should join us at Altos Research. Go to altosresearch.com, book a free consult with our team. We will help you learn how to talk about your local market with your clients and prospects today. There's a link in the description below to join that. Click that and let's get started. Thank you.